Carte Blanche Breakfast is up next. Until next week, so long. Thank you.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Carte Blanche Breakfast. I'm Rune Kirby.
Good morning, good morning. I'm also Rune Kirby.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO Radio, Medford Tufts, Freeform.
There's a train going on right outside.
It is. I wonder where they're going.
Yeah, no, we're good. At this hour, no, we're good.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking, and I kind of wish I did it now because nothing too fun ended up happening. I wanted to, since it was like a long weekend, I thought maybe Saturday night after a game, I'd just hop on a train and like take it until I go somewhere, say like late Sunday night, and then I just head back the other way starting Sunday night.
Dude, yeah, I've always thought about just going west on a train, you know, because what are those tickets, like a nickel?
Oh, they're actually so cheap. Like, I remember looking at one, and the one not that we're in Chicago, but the one from Chicago to San Francisco is like $64.
Yeah, and if you go like Boston to Oklahoma City, they pay you $20.
That's true. They're trying to get people there. And you know, someone asks you like on the train, they go, oh, "Where are you going?" Like, I say, you freak them out and be like, you know, like, I'm heading for the gold. Like, it's in California. I lost everything out east. I'm like, what's this guy's deal? Gold rush was like 80 years ago.
Make sure you have a bunch of scalps on your belt too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I don't know. I think going out west back in the day, like, how much money did people actually make, you know? Did they, like, make money during the gold rush, or was that just like a propaganda from the government, you know?
I actually think a lot of people really struggled on their way out there. Like, in terms of like the 1920s, like, people would head out there and think that their whole lives were out there, and then they'd die on the way there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Wait, what? Dude, you're not making any sense right now.
No. Yeah, like, they
what language are you speaking right now?
They'd head out there, and then their lives were so tough on the trail that, you know, they'd die on the way because it'd take them so long.
Yeah, that's why half of the places, you know, are like there's places in between like Boston and the West Coast that are just named funny, and that's just because they named them after like the way people died. So like there's like a crouching tiger in like Tennessee, and that's because someone died like looking like a crouching tiger, you know what I mean?
Moment of silence. I'm actually looking at the schedule right now on 91.5. We're not even scheduled on here anymore. That kind of spooks me.
We're not scheduled.
Yeah.
Why?
We're going to have to email someone about that in terms of getting back on here.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
Well, there might be some goon that walks in that front door with a rifle.
Or, it could be anyone on the show right now and not even us.
Dude, that's a scary thought. Hey, we actually have a couple guests this morning, but they're very high profile, and they are I don't want to call them, you know, babies, but they don't want to walk here. They want me to pick them up, so they're drama queens. So I will take a brief 5-minute ride.
Intermission.
It's early, you know. It's early. I'm waking up with the rest of you. Okay, words aren't my strong suit as it normally is. I also got I hit my head last night trying to do sit-ups with a low ceiling, and it was tough. Okay.
All right, we'll play a little some Mac Miller here until then.
R.I.P.
Just be easy. need the ceiling. Got the cards in my hand, I hate dealing. Yeah. Get everything I need and I'm gone. But it ain't stealing. Can I get a break? I wish that I could just get out my goddamn way. What is it to say? There ain't a better time than today. Maybe I'll lay down for a little. Instead of always trying to figure everything out. And all I do is say sorry. Half the time I don't even know what I'm saying it about.
Discover that there's a whole lot more. what you want right from me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously, wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me. I'm laying on the floor and drinking 'cause we're bored. On your mouth, we know you talk in your sleep. Remembering the times they won't remember me. Our nights melt into sequels, you sink into me. I'm laying on the floor and drinking 'cause we're bored.
All right, we finally have some guests on the show. I'll let them introduce themselves, but then we'll interview them in a serious matter later. Jacqueline, you want to go ahead?
I have pizza in my mouth.
She has pizza in her mouth. Isabella's going to go first.
Just say my name.
Yeah, and also like just say like I mean a lot about yourself. Like,
she's a coal miner's daughter.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Coal miner.
You're not?
Hardworking family. Her dad put food on the table.
Yep. Come down with a black lung.
Her mom ran outside with a bell. Dinner's ready.
with a bucket of milk.
I wish I had a father.
Wait, yeah, no, she Isabella, say something about yourself and also give us your credit score.
Okay. My dad's not a coal miner.
Damn.
But he is an interesting man. And something about myself. I mean, I'm just really proud right now that I'm awake and that I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're happy you're here.
Present.
I think I told Rune about five times how mad I was that you guys weren't responding to my text.
What were you guys doing here without us?
We were just literally, if you listened in, we were just talking a lot of smack about you guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, the way she chews too, you can see it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I did wake up and I looked at my phone and I went back to bed.
You texted me like, are we actually doing this?
Yeah, I texted Jacqueline question marks and then I went back to bed. Yeah. And didn't wait for the response.
That's usually how it goes. Like, I remember a few times, like, Charlie texted me like, yo, I'm like, do I act like I'm not? No, it actually feels so good after this. Like, you walk out and you have the whole day. And there's something pretty cool about, like, being, like, the first one up on campus and sad about it.
I did like seeing the moon. That was cool. And I also felt like me and Chuck were about to commit, like, a murder, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought about it.
We thought about it. We were thinking Brendo. So, Brendo, if you're listening.
Yo, Brendo,
you almost got it.
He's a slimy little fella, though. He'd be tough to get.
No, he's slippery. He squeezes through the cracks.
Yeah, he does. He's a little minx.
Good for all of our listeners. Obviously, know who Brendo is too. So,
oh, definitely.
Should we get into the interview that we have planned out?
Yeah. Do you want to ask the first question, or do you want me to?
Up to you. You choose.
Okay. Jacqueline.
Yes.
What is what is something that happened in your childhood that like defined you?
Really? We're just starting off with that one?
All right. You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay, when I was younger, when I was about 6 years old, my uncle showed me Jaws. And from the ages of 6 to about 13, maybe even 14, I couldn't swim in open water unless it was like a pool and I could see the bottom.
Oh my God.
Because I was afraid of Jaws.
I have such a similar story. My dad, when I was like 4, he told me a story about like sleeping and a cockroach crawling into his ear.
Oh my God.
So for like, I'm not even kidding, like from the ages of like 4 to like I think middle school, I slept with one pillow over my ear.
Like so you were covered on both sides?
Yeah, I was covered. Like I would have one ear on the other pillow and then like, I was sandwiched. And it was like the only way I could sleep comfortably for 5 years because I was so scared of a cockroach crawling into my ear.
I'm pretty sure like I remember hearing a story. This might be the same story, but someone got like a paper cut and a cockroach like a cockroach laid eggs in that paper cut and there was like a cockroach growing in someone's ear.
Oh my God.
That's worst case scenario.
You gotta think at that point you just turn into a cockroach, right? Half man, half cockroach. I don't know, I'd probably exterminate myself.
How about you, Isabel?
what was the question again?
Life formative childhood experience.
Doesn't have to be traumatic, too. It could be like, yeah, one time this strange man gave me a box of chocolates. I don't remember anything for 3 days.
Somewhere within those 3 days is something pretty traumatic.
But I don't remember.
It's all that matters.
Back to me. Anything
I can jump in there, and I feel like if it does define you, especially being a child, like I don't really remember like great childhood memories, which it's not saying that I didn't have a lot, but
I have one.
All right, no, I jump back in there then.
Okay, so when I was little, we lived, which is so weird to think about this now, but we lived like on a street that was just like our house, and there was other houses, but then there was like down here just like a nun school, like a nunnery.
like
nuns.
Did you see them buzzing around?
Yeah, like they lived, all the nuns lived there, and then they trained like other girls to become nuns. So
they try to recruit you at a young age?
Well,
when you're
no
vulnerable?
No, they didn't, and this is why.
I bet they didn't celebrate Halloween either.
No, they did actually.
They
gave out sick candy. But then the nuns changed and like different group of nuns came in and they never did. It was really sad. But they used to be really nice. But so when the second nuns came in, I was little and I don't know, we played all around that area. And so I was biking down and then my brother was like, steal their flowers. Like, because we had a little flower bush. And I was like, oh, like, why? Like, what if they yell at me? And he's like, no one's going to like find out. Like, just go and, like, snip a few and then, like, bike back, like, really fast. And I was like, okay, like, I was literally on, like, a tricycle. Like, there's no way I was getting up fast. But biked down, and I walked up to, like, it was very close to the front of their house, and I just, like, snipped some of their, like, tulips. And then I was, like, running back, and the nuns just ran out, and she was just like, what do you think you're doing? And just started, like, yelling at me, and it was the scariest moment of my life.
Because they got God behind them.
Yeah, like, they do. Like, it felt like my whole world was, like, shaking, and, like, they were just screaming, and I got so scared, and she was just like, you know what, like, if you don't do nice things to the world, like, nice things aren't going to come back to you. Remember that. I've remembered that.
That's actually pretty good advice.
Yeah.
We need to get this nun on the show.
She's probably dead by now. She was really old. Oh,
damn. That's morbid.
Shout out nun.
Yeah, shout out her. I don't think, are nuns the ones that can't listen to, like, anything?
I have no idea.
Oh, you gotta believe they can listen to something.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, can they not use electricity?
Or is no, that, those are Amish. No. Those are Amish. Yeah.
Well, no, I know what an Amish person is. Like, or what about monks?
Oh, monks are, I'm in intro to Buddhism right now. I'm pretty fired up about it. Monks are just people who are, like, deciding who are, to, like, punish
who,
their body.
Who are going bald.
Yeah.
And are tan.
Yeah, who deep down, I think, like, there's no way that you can't, like, not want anything.
They are tan. That's interesting. Why are they tan?
I think they're always outside meditating.
Yeah.
And when they meditate, like, they're out there for, like, years on end. And, no, I'm serious. They don't know. This one guy stood on his left leg outside for 13 years.
That's not true. Is that true?
It's what I listen to in school, unless they're just feeding me stuff.
Dude, wow, that
only
must...
Only on his left leg.
Yeah.
I have no idea. They do some wild things.
We're both crippled on the left leg.
Both crippled. I would love to see the definition of his left leg compared to his right leg after 13 years.
That right leg just withers away after year five.
He goes to take a step, everything cracks, and he dies. All right, second question, Jacqueline. What's your biggest phobia?
Okay, well, cockroaches are my biggest phobia for a really long time.
Yeah, there you go.
Are cockroaches, like, a big thing in Florida? Oh, yeah, they were.
They're huge. Yeah. They're, like, literally the size of your hand, so that was reasonable.
I remember once when I was trying to get yogurt in Florida, there was a cockroach in the spoon drawer, I didn't have yogurt for, like, 2 weeks.
Ew.
But anyways.
Because he ate the yogurt, or you didn't want it?
I was spooked.
Okay.
I'm really afraid of heights.
Do you get that thing when, like, you're, like, when the further you go up, like, you like, have to, like, be hugging the ground?
Like, it's like, I did, like, the Empire State Building, like, once, like, my parents made me, and I, like, had a freak out. But then, like, my parents have made me do it so many times, like, traveling, like, the Eiffel Tower, too, freak out, like, so I just don't do it anymore. I have to, like, fight that and not do, like, the hype.
Yeah, I heard the Eiffel Tower, you can feel, like, move.
And it's so scary. And also, it's just the feeling of, like, looking over the edge of something and, like, feeling everything, like, you know, like, the pressure there.
Yeah, and all my friends are the worst, too. So whenever I'm looking over something high, they'll, like, push me in the back.
Oh, my God.
They won't even be, like, save your life. They'll just be, like, deal with it if you fall, you know?
Yeah, my brother did that to me on a Ferris wheel. I started crying.
Your brother seems like a real character.
She's two.
I have two.
Are they both just, like, telling you to do stuff that you shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, basically. They convinced me that bunny poop was chocolate once and made me like, fine.
Oh.
Also, like, through, like, worms.
You gotta think, that's just natural selection.
Yeah. I think they toughened me, though, you know, in the end. I'm a better person now.
From eating the bunny poop?
Probably. Immune system, maybe.
Yeah, something along those lines. Like, we have a kid on our team named Justin Brandt. Who's, like, the cleanest kid in the world. One day he's going to touch dirt and just absolutely lose it.
Get cancer.
Yeah, probably. Like, I feel bad for the kid.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't let me inside after, like, 3 or 4 days because they just wanted me to get super dirty and just live with the hogs outside.
Yeah.
That'll be good for your immunity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And learn how to speak pig and do a lot of other things.
Got a girlfriend in that group too. One of the piglets.
Yeah, she was thick, but
she was beautiful. And she tasted delicious.
And it awful.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
When I brought her home to my mom, she was pretty upset. I have a tweet here from Isabella, and I want to read it. And I just am curious
from
about
me?
It. Yeah.
I don't have a Twitter, bro.
It says, "Bring bullying back 2020. What's that about?
That's a good point. I read that, too.
All right, well, this is definitely fake news because I don't have a Twitter. But, I mean, yeah, that's all.
Can you make an argument for it?
Bring bullying back? I can, actually. The thing is, I was heavily bullied as a child by my brothers. And I think it only made me stronger in the end, you know? You got to toughen up and learn a few things, learn a few life lessons.
Yeah.
If that nun hadn't yelled at me, if my brothers hadn't threw mm-hmm. worms at me and made me eat shit, literally. Where would I be now? Probably not here. Probably not on this radio show.
No. God, it's so beautiful.
It's crazier to think that there are people out there that are, like, dumber than we are, you know? Or me, at least. You know?
I mean, what do you mean?
Just at all?
Just, like, in general, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think when I was younger, I had a terrible, terrible lisp because I bit my tongue, like, playing hockey, and it just never healed right.
Not on shrooms.
Oh yeah, not on. I did it. I did playing hockey, completely sober, and I couldn't talk. And so all my friends' older brothers would make fun of me. I had to go to speech therapy until I was like, literally 15. And so, bullying kind of sucked.
Yeah.
What would they say?
Well, they would make fun of how I said my name. They'd be like, "Charwee," and it would be the most, it would be devastating.
That's yeah. so cute.
I think I might start like calling you Charwee.
Dude, oh, man.
Your contact
my phone. Damn, I just kind of outed myself. I don't know. I think bullying is good. Like, I think Darwin would love bullying. You know, natural selection. Cream rises to the top.
That's
yeah. I mean, it'll
true.
Always be there.
Everyone else just kills himself.
In a sense, like when you're younger, like. You can say no bullying about the kids. Like, you get on the playground, it's no rules.
No. Kids are vicious, actually. Me and Jack were talking about this yesterday.
What was the story you were talking about?
The stuff that...
And I love how brutally honest they are.
No, that's...
Oh, yeah. That's the point.
I have this memory of, like, me and, like, the neighborhood gang, like, 10 of us, and we just, like, played a game of who do you like least here. And just, like, going around, and it was all the same girl. It was so bad.
She probably hated when you started playing that game.
She was like, "Want to play anything else?" Like after the fifth girl. No, you need to love. You need to know.
Yeah, girls are vicious. They would never be like super mean, but then we'd like be like, "Let's play a game. What's everyone's worst feature?"
Wow.
There'd be definitely feelings hurt in the end.
I remember being on the playground, and it was my friend Luke. I'm from a real small town, so like. Everyone who went to school with you probably lived within, like, 5 miles of you as well. And we used to, like, play pickup football. And it was me and Luke Schultz who always got to be, like, people that would pick the teams. And there was, like, four people we never wanted to play, so we'd start picking, like, rocks and sticks instead until the kids would, like, walk away and be like, "Yo, I don't think we're getting in this game." Right? Like, I'm gonna take this rock. And the kids would be like, "Oh, maybe I'll get next still. Maybe Luke will pick me.
I would take this birch tree."
And it all stemmed from because I grew up in a neighborhood where I was the youngest of like seven kids and I was like the bullied. And so like when they all went to the middle school and I was the fifth grader, like nothing was better. I was like, "Listen, this is my time."
It was like Lord of the Flies.
It was me and my sticks and rocks. And at the end of the day, I was a person with no friends. And I was the one with my sticks and rocks.
You thought you were bullying everyone else. Then you realized you just got to... concoction of rocks and sticks in your closet.
Yeah, and everyone else was playing football over there, and I was just crazy in my head with my imaginary friend Luke Schultz.
Barrett's like, "Luke, that guy doesn't exist."
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, wild story about Luke Schultz. I grew up with this kid. We both moved to live with each other with our coach in ninth grade in Grand Rapids, just because like there's no hockey in our town or whatever. he now owns like a garage door company, but I haven't spoke to this kid after probably 10th grade because he went off his rocker.
What happened?
He
doors just get to him.
He had this girlfriend. I feel like every story like starts with that. Yeah. Like, he met this girl or he met this guy, and then things really went downhill, and he turned into this like crazy like liar. Like, he lied about everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad. We don't need to go down that route, but
what's the craziest story from your middle school that doesn't sound like real but actually happened?
Once you start one, then you'll probably get one that's not like
one. Okay, well, I was really good friends with this one kid named Cooper Hoffman, and he was a bad apple. My parents didn't like him. He was into a lot of bad stuff.
As a middle schooler.
He was like into, you know, into extracurriculars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
After school, he'd be behind the dumpsters. But
shady kid.
Yeah, very shady. I like left my school in eighth grade to go to an all boys school because my parents didn't like me. And they, but when I left in eighth grade, apparently this kid Cooper Hoffman had this sister who was, I think, like 4 or 5 years younger than us. And there was this other kid named Connor who was like in our friend group too. And he said something like, your sister's cute or whatever. Like, not like something completely harmless. It's like kind of joking around. Mm-hmm. And he went to go, I remember Connor Leander was his name. He went to go get something in his locker. He was on the bottom locker. And so he bent over, and this Cooper Hoffman guy came running from like two hallways away and drop kicked him in the back. And this Connor kid, like, his head hit the corner of his locker.
Oh my God.
And he needed like literally 50 stitches.
Oh my God.
And my Cooper Hoffman, my friend Cooper Hoffman went to juvie for like 2 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, all because this kid thought his sister was cute. And I'm not going to lie, his sister was pretty cute.
But I'm not going to say it out loud.
No, Cooper, I love you. Don't.
And if you know, if he's a bad apple at that age, he's doing something really bad right now.
Oh, he's an electrician.
Oh.
Not great though.
Oh.
There's a need for them nowadays though.
Yeah, but he's like below average electrician. Like his brother started a like whatever, a firm or whatever, and he was like, I want to join the family business. He was like, you haven't gone to like trade school. He was like, it's just wires. He was like, okay. That's basically.
So he has no idea what he's doing.
No. He stands next to his brother with like a handful of wires, you know, and that's about all he does. Gets paid like.
What a life.
Yeah.
I'd be a little scared if I were you, Chuck.
Yeah.
He could be listening right now.
You got a target on your back.
Yeah. How many listeners do we have right now?
I don't know. You got to believe some dropped off.
One Cooper Hoffman.
Still 15.
Sure.
Okay, you need to divide 15 by the population of the United States, and that's a chance that he's listening right now.
Right? We also have this on this show, a segment, and it's dedicated. We actually built the show to reconnect Charlie with his mother, and we always take the time to reach back out to her. We haven't had in the past, but we do have 15 listeners today, which is the most, so maybe she's listening today. Charlie, if there's anything you want to say to your mom, I think now's the time to do it.
All right, Mom. For the, what was this, the fifth time you've done this? Sixth time?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she listened to the first four, because she was sending me voicemails just cackling, just like...
just laughing
just
in your
laughing
face?
Just laughing at me, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so Mom, I actually don't want to see you anymore. Like, you're a terrible person. Just because I did that one thing in middle school, burnt down the house, blamed it on the lumberjacks who cut down trees in our front yard. But look, got a better house for it. The insurance paid for everything. You need to get over it. Like, yeah, all your childhood memories are burnt, but that's okay. Stop living in the past.
Charlie, I don't think we worked on this. You didn't go about it the way we wanted it to. But listen,
wait,
Cheryl.
Wait, wait.
again.
Wait, give me another chance.
We know. I'm going to help you out here.
Okay.
Listen, you know he's hurt. And you know, when you're hurt, you don't. Emotions don't always come out the way they need to. And there's a really sad boy right in front of me. And Cheryl, we know you're out there. We don't know if you're listening, but we wish you were. And
we really need you. I hope she wasn't listening to the first part of that segment.
If you did, Cheryl, just know that it didn't come from real hate. It came from just a boy without a mother for so many years, and
a boy with a mother, but she won't return his calls.
Charlie, again, you're not helping your case here.
Should we do another segment? This segment sucks.
Yeah. Let's mix it up. Let's do
a segment.
We talk about our exes quite a bit on here.
Oh.
Do you have any exes that you want back, or you want to say something to?
I feel like that's not usually we just do like our crazy
ex stories.
Like,
I've never even heard your crazy
I feel like story. You guys would have very good crazy ex stories.
Rune,
specifically the two of you.
Should I tell my punched in the face story again?
You have to have another story. I'm turning to sad.
Well, I mean my it's not really even a story, but like when I was my first high school girlfriend, you know that joke when you say like something her like, and you like say it's like we were together, like together I barely even knew her, you know? Like,
yeah,
that joke.
Yeah.
So
good one.
Yeah, no, she, I remember we were coming back from the beach one day. Bless you. Jacqueline just sneezed, everybody.
Oh, she sneezed twice.
Bless you. Call in and say bless you. Thank you. And we were coming back from the beach one day, I said something like that, like, whatever. I forget what it was. And then she made that joke, like, what? Barely even knew her. And I said, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I was driving, and she struck me in the face again.
Wow, she really did not like you.
No, that was, my second girlfriend struck me in the face, too.
Oh, Charlie.
But, like, how bad was that? Because I've definitely thrown a
quick jab, quick love touch.
Sometimes you just kind of need it, you know.
Yeah, no, I was out of line, for sure. Like,
no, I don't think you were out of line.
I don't know. I like, it was bad enough to where I, like, because we, like, I was on the highway, and I, like, swerved a bit.
You almost want to over-exaggerate it.
Yeah, no.
Make her feel bad about it.
We went off the road. No, this my first girlfriend. She's like, I don't know what it is, but I just every girlfriend I've had, it was nuts. Like my first girlfriend is dating a 50-year-old right now. Her boss in New York City, and I saw a picture of this guy. He's wearing an extra large shirt, and it looks like he's getting the most out of those buttons of that shirt. He is a big man.
He's strong, huh?
No.
No, okay.
No, he's just like cultivated a lot of mass, you know.
Mm-hmm. He does it over time. Gravity.
Yeah, and like, so that's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know. I started thinking about that the other day. Like, one of my exes engaged, other ones in getting help
in Hawaii.
Yeah. So I mean, I got two major extremes on both sides. I hope I fit in the middle, closer to the person engaged, I guess. I don't know.
Do you guys, like the craziness, though? Is that something that's, like, fun in the beginning?
I think so, because whenever I've had a girl that's, like, genuinely liked me and genuinely been a good person, I've been like, get the hell away from me. Like,
you need... I feel like there's a... I mean, in anything, there's definitely a balance. Like, you need a little crazy.
Yeah, you need to be, like, you don't know what's going to happen that day when you wake up.
Yeah. It's like...
I agree. I think adventurous, maybe, but crazy.
Yeah, maybe
is
that's
just,
a better,
like, irrational.
That's a better word for it.
And, like... Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm very irrational, so I won't get mad at like the small, like the biggest things. But if you don't like, I remember, this is a crazy me story. The year before I came to Tufts, I played junior hockey, and I had like 5 months in between when that ended and school started, and my mom was working at a school, so I had 2 months just to myself. So I would like have to make food for myself and everything, and have to buy all the food. And I remember I was like, I had the girlfriend at the time. I was like, I'll make you dinner. And she came over.
Sure, nice of you, Charlie.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. She came over, and I was making dinner and stuff, and she went in the fridge and like got like a carton of blueberries and started eating the blueberries, and I was like, oh yeah, it's whatever. And the next morning I wake up, and right next to the bed, I don't know how I didn't, like, drove her home, whatever, go to bed, and I wake up in the morning, and right next to my bed is a carton full of blueberries. And so I just text her in the morning, just like, terrible things, just like, you don't understand the meaning of money, like, you get it. Like, you know, and she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, the blueberries. Like, she was like, how much were the blueberries? I was like, it's not that, it's a precedent. She was like, and then she Venmoed me like $10, and so I feel terrible about that, but I was not happy.
One of these days I want you to Venmo her back like, this is the extra from the blueberries. Like, they weren't that much.
No, I remember her ex would Venmo her like $15,
mm-hmm.
and he'd be like, please unblock me, and I'd see these Venmos and just be like, what the hell is going on?
That's tough.
Wow.
Yeah,
that does sound that's crazy.
So what about you guys,
crazy ex stories?
I don't have one that can top those.
Do I have a crazy ex story? I don't have any stories.
You definitely have stories.
Really. Do you remember any stories I've told you? I think of something else. My ex made an album about me.
That's true.
That's pretty.
Is it on Spotify?
But it's not really a story. It is on Spotify.
It's more of a fact.
We're not listening to it.
Damn.
Oh. Isabella would try to fuck with me and like.
Oh, can't say that. Can't say that.
Ooh,
F. You're good.
It's
like,
okay.
Play it like.
No, it wasn't.
But I really didn't want to hear it.
I wasn't. That, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
But, he can see the stats of, where his album is played, because he had, the Spotify stats. Mm-hmm. So, he would, when we were, in across the country in, France, she'd,
as a joke, I would start playing it.
And then when I got back, I, saw him, for, a second, and he was like, oh, I heard you were listening to my song abroad. I was like,
Wow.
Oh, no.
You gotta think he's every hour on the hour refreshing Spotify, being like, did Jack listen to my song better yet?
I think I'm gonna start. You need to
We need to find this guy.
We need to start listening to it and then be like, no, but these two guys really love your album.
They got a radio show. They can sign you to a deal.
Yeah. We bring them on here and we grill them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find something. We'll be super open to that.
Really? Okay, now I don't want.
Yeah, no. You don't give the people what they want. That's one rule you learn.
Yeah.
We got 4 minutes left. Unless the next people don't come in, then we're just going to keep rolling. I hope that's okay. But we do have to read a PSA.
Here's the PSA book.
One an hour. Charlie can't read. Isabella, do you want to read it today? Sure. You can pick any one.
Can you literally just pick any? Yeah, here.
Pick one for me.
There's so many of
them. They're so dumb. I mean, they're really cool.
Do you actually have to read a PSA?
Yeah.
Really?
I love the crinkle of that paper.
Yeah, this paper has seen better days, but that makes
sense. Is it a joke that they have you do? Or
no. It's I'm not sure what the...
Values?
Oh, here it is. Let's read a dried fruit PSA.
Oh, all right.
Someone colored in all the fruit, too. Pretty good.
Oh, this is a really cute little cartoon they have. Okay. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs.
That's not a real fruit.
Apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries.
Wow, they're really putting them all.
They're listing every single fruit.
Mangoes and, so many other fruits that are both tasty and good for you. They're an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of dried fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. I bet there's some listeners out there that, they're heading into their gas station getting ready for work, and they're probably going to look for some dried fruit.
Yeah. some real fatties out there who eat Snickers for breakfast, you know?
Hey, brother, don't. I've been there before.
That's true. That's very fair. I remember, you know what the Appalachian Trail is?
Yes.
Remember my mom made me hike 400 miles of it, and I was like, I'm only hike like 400 miles if I could eat whatever I want.
It's a heck of a deal. Also,
But like I had to carry all the food, so like for the first like week of it, like you don't see civilization for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
So like for the first week of it, I brought like Snickers, like a bag of chips, which like takes up a lot of space,
mm-hmm.
and like so I basically went hungry, and my mom like loved it. She was like, "You stupid boy," and yeah. I was, and then after that, I had to eat like ramen noodles and stuff, like go back to the normal.
Yeah, like a real hiker.
Like a real through hiker, yeah, but I ate Snickers for breakfast a couple times. Bad days.
Do you ever think about, I think we've talked about this before, about our, like, people in the United States or like people, like Western thought, think they need to go on a trip to like find themselves, and how I've tried it, and like your Appalachian Trail story is you trying, have you ever had a, like a week or like a trip that you went on by yourself or like with a friend to like find yourself, and then you know, I came back and it was just like, wow, that was like pretty exhausting.